On your mark, get ready, start.
Broadcasting from California and Delaware, this is the Hard Rocking Trivia Show, and here are your hosts, Mark and Danny.
Now it's time to play Who the Hell Is This?
All right, here we are with our next bit. We call this Who the Hell Is This? We play 10-second clips of a band that you might know or might not know, or an obscure band, or it could be about anything. So play along at home and see if you can get the name of this band.
All right, so clip number one, here we go.
All right, Danny.
All right, no idea.
No idea.
Like the little bass slide at the beginning. That was cool, but...
Okay, well, just take a wild guess.
Was it Fastway?
It was not Fastway. Not a bad guess. Your first hint, this is an 80s American band.
Well, that's not Fastway. Okay?
Correct.
All right, let's see number two. It's true. Wow. Is it Malice?
It's not Malice. Boy, you like get... Man, is Malice on the brain? I don't know. I saw Malice back in the day. They never quite made... they never made it, really.
No, but their production was terrible.
Yeah, they were supposed
every to... album, like, where did they get their producer? Like, what the hell?
Yeah, and they got signed early, but their album came out late, and they just missed the boat. Yeah, this one was... Them and like Rough Cut, they were one of the early signings, both those bands, but they all got delayed and it just didn't work for either one. But yeah. No, definitely not Malice. Same scene though. Well, this band came out a little after them on the scene, much bigger band. You've heard of these guys. I thought maybe you'd get it on the voice alone. This particular song came off their fourth album in 1994. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Play track three.
Man, the voice sounds familiar.
Oh, yeah, you know this band. And I know you've seen this band. And I know you've seen this band in M3, I believe.
Let's see. Shoot. Danger, Danger.
Danger, Danger. No, it is not Danger, Danger. Okay, yeah. Need another hint or clue?
Yeah.
I think this band... Well, I'll give you this one clue. You're never going to get it. But Myron Grombacher from the Pat Benatar band plays drums on some of these songs, but that's not going to help you at all. I know because I talked to him about it way back in the day because I used to referee his little girl when she played basketball. But okay. That doesn't help you. So let me see if I can give you a hint. This is a band from the Sunset Strip. And they had some success, but they weren't super huge, but they got close.
Okay. All right, let's play the last one.
All right. All right, I'll give you another hint. Okay, this is an LA band, but the lead singer is a British guy.
Oh, Brittany Fox.
Brittany Fox from Philadelphia.
Right.
Okay, let me help you out. This is an LA band with a British singer. An LA band with a British singer.
The LA Guns?
It is LA Guns.
All right.
Name of the song is Face Down off of Vicious Circle, their fourth album.
Man, I like that album too. I don't remember that song.
It's the first song. Yeah, because I like the first two LA Guns. The third one, Hollywood Vampires, hit or miss. Love Vicious Circle, the fourth one.
Yeah.
But it was kind of too late for them then, and band kind of went their separate ways and split into five different bands. And
yeah, five different LA Guns.
But if you want to hear a really good LA Guns album, Vicious Circle from 1994, it's a heavier album, but it's damn good.
Nice.
I put it in the league with like a Winger's Pull or Warrant's Dog Eat Dog albums.
Yeah, I can see that.
One worth. Yeah, same time too. 94 was a good year. So you got something for me now?
Yeah, this one, end on a fun note, because this is a fun song. It's cool.
Good, a happy song. We need happy songs nowadays. All right, here we go. I'm going to play track one. God, I think I heard this song recently. But I can't remember when and where I heard it.
I think you sent it to me not too long ago.
Yeah, my initial response is a Cheap Trick.
No, that's not very close either.
No. I think the whoa, but yeah, I heard this recently and I like this song, but I can't remember who the hell it is.
Well, it's the guitar player's band. And he's from Canada.
Okay, guitarist, players, band from Canada. All right.
But the band is more like an LA type band.
All right, let's try play track two. Feel like I'm flying solo. I'm totally unknown. Don't get attention, much. Is it Michael Grant and the Assassins?
It is not. It's not too far off, though.
Damn, I thought I had it there.
No, not too far off. It's the same type of band name. This was on their debut album in 2009.
Damn you. All right. Play track three.
I want you to play track four.
Hold on.
Track four, because that's the funny part.
Okay. I'm going to try that again.
Play track three.
Play track three. Yeah, you have to be patient, Dan. I can't skip from two to four. You have to play track three. All right, let's hear this. I don't do interviews. Don't have an 8x10. Wow. I should know this. And I'm totally stumped. Oh, again, any more hints for me?
The guitar player went on to go into a super huge band. Replacing another guy.
Oh, what is his name?
There's a lot of drama around this replacement.
Ooh, God. You know what? I'm stumped right now. I don't know. So let's play track four for the humor. Okay. Whew. Let's see. Is it Phil X and the Drills?
Yes, it is. Oh, nice God.
I knew I heard this.
Yep, air hockey champion of the world.
Air hockey
champion. Still got beat by a girl.
I think I heard this like, because I've been taking walks, and I loaded up my phone. All my music's on my phone now. I don't know if you heard that Google Play, they're discontinuing and they're turning it into YouTube Music. So all my songs are now on YouTube Music, and this one this one came up like, wow, I really like this. Who is this?
Yeah, that's on the album Kick Your Ass in 17 Minutes. It's the first song.
Okay, yeah.
The rest of the songs are okay. I like that song the best by far. But
yeah, oh, man. He's in Bon Jovi. Yeah, they kind of limit him in Bon Jovi. It's not like they let him rip like they did with Sambora. I think John's more interested in being like a Bruce Springsteen
yeah,
soccer mom type.
You can tell in John's songwriting now There's way too many words. It's like he likes hearing himself sing too much. It's like everything, just stop singing for a minute. Let the music play.
Yeah.
Just stop.
And you don't need to play acoustic on every song now.
Right.
You got a ripping guitar player. Let him go. So,
but yeah. Phil X played with Tommy Lee, Avril Lavigne, Rob Zombie, Alice Cooper, tons of people.
And he's also in that movie, that Loaded Gun movie.
Yep.
Yeah. Killer guitar player. Super talented. But yeah, Bon Jovi, just kind of, he's kind of a side man. He just kind of stick him in the back.
Yeah. Just filling in.
Yeah. I'm always getting a nice paycheck, I'm sure. So.
I would hope so.
Yeah, but let him rip. I'm sure the next Bon Jovi album, which is called 2020, I think, and it's just going to be like the same middle of the road. Yeah. 4,000.
Yeah.
4,000 words.
Oy.
Yeah. I don't think I've liked the last three or four Bon Jovi albums. I haven't liked at all.
No, there's just too much, you know. Just we were playing Have a Nice Day, and it was just like so much words. It just was too much. So
that's a good song.
Yeah, yeah, but it just is. Check it out next time you listen to a more recent Bon Jovi song, and you'll notice he doesn't stop singing. Just let it, just shush it for a minute and let the music play.
Yeah,
but whatever. What do I know?
I mean, sometimes the music, let it build a little bit. It adds more.
We don't get some air in there.
We don't care about your political views or whatever. You know, just tell us what Tommy and whatever, Gina and whatever, what are they doing now? You know,
exactly.
Make it simple.
Exactly.
Give us a 4 to 5 minute pop song. You know, throw some guitars on it. That's what they were good at.
Totally. Yeah. The first couple Bon Jovi albums. Oh man, awesome.
Yep.
I was totally into them now. I was totally into them then. Now it's like,
yeah.
There's a new Bon Jovi album? Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'll give it a listen once and go, okay, well, this is not doing it for me. And then,
yeah.
Yeah, thank goodness we don't buy them anymore. I'd be really angry. I only buy albums if I download something and it's really good. Then I'll pick it up.
Yeah, totally.
It's got to be good. I'm not going to buy something that sucks. I'm sorry. Give me quality. And I will buy it.
Exactly.
Give me the Licorice Quartet, you know. That's quality.
That new Butch Walker album is amazing.
It is.
Man, so good.
I mean, wow. He knocked it out of the park.
He totally did. Now he just needs to go on tour, but that won't happen for a while.
Yeah.
All right, well, I got to go.
Yeah, you go have dinner, and I don't know what the heck I'm going
to
do.
You can listen to the Hard Rocking Trivia Show on the following phone apps and websites: Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Spreaker, Spotify, iHeartRadio, TuneIn, and Player FM. All past episodes can be found on these sites as well. Please mark the show as a favorite so you don't miss an episode.
All right, everybody, time for another segment of Top 3, Bottom 3, where we go through an album or a band or a group of albums from a band, whatever. But this time, we've chosen a very recent album from The Struts called Strange Days. It may have come out this week or the week before as we recorded this, so it's not an album that has had a chance to grow on anybody yet, but we'll see how we do with the top three, bottom three, because this is a really good album. I was very surprised I liked it as much as I did.
Yeah, this is a band that's being heavily promoted, and they got to open up for the Foo Fighters on the Foo Fighters' last tour. Very flamboyant band, very good songs, but I don't know how well they're selling. I guess they're doing okay as a live act, but I don't think this one's burning up the charts. I don't think anything they've released so far has burned up the charts, but I know Eddie Trunk champions these guys along with the Rival Sons.
Yeah.
And I have all three of their albums. I like the band. I've never seen them live yet, but they look like they'd be a pretty cool band to see live.
Yeah, I know they were doing a lot of touring right when the pandemic hit, so I think this is one of the bands that may really take a hit because of this whole virus thing, because, you know, they were really hitting on all cylinders with the touring and I know they were headlining a couple festivals, or at least in the top three of a festival, so that's a shame.
Yeah, and another backstory in this album, they already have a third album already recorded, and they shelved it, and they recorded this thing in 10 or 12 days.
Wow.
They just got all their guys together in one room and in a studio and called up some of their friends to do some guesting on it and knocked it out real quick.
Well, it sounds like it, because it's a very live, raw album, which I really like.
Yeah, me too. It's not overly produced.
Well, let's do the top three, bottom three, which for me was a little difficult. One, because I haven't had the chance for the album to grow on me yet. I haven't heard it a lot of times, but I went through it a few times, and I'll go through my bottom three first. And the number three, I don't want to say worst song, but the number three song for me was Burn It Down.
I'll bring the house down. I could burn it down for you.
Oh, okay.
It's an okay song. Like I said, it was hard to pick a bottom three with this, because it's like, which ones do I like the least as opposed to which ones do I hate? So
right.
Burn It Down.
All right. For me, it's a odd choice because it's the lead single off the album. It's called Another Hit of Showmanship.
All I need is another hit.
And it features Albert Hammond Jr. from The Strokes, a band I really don't like much. And when I first heard this song, I was like, wow, this is the first single? It's kind of a weak first single. Just didn't do much for me. I don't hate it, but it's just blah to me. Because these guys got much better songs than this, in my opinion.
All right. Well, that one might come up again later.
It'll be in your top three. All right.
My number two bottom song is Strange Days.
Oh, these are strange days in many strange ways. Science fiction, I believe, has become reality.
Really?
Again, yeah. This one, it was just okay for me. I think this is on the weaker end of the songs on the album.
And the second single.
Yeah, of course.
Well, I think we're going to be hearing about that song later on, too. All right, my number two bottom song is the last song on the album, and it's called Am I Talking to the Champagne or Am I Talking to You?
Making any sense, everything you're saying is nonsense.
Which, to me, is a filler track. Doesn't do anything for me. It's like,
Yeah, I kind of thought so, too. I liked it all right, but the other two I've mentioned so far, they just seem a little weaker to me. And my number one worst song on the album, which I will skip over every single time, is Do You Love Me?
To all of the shows, but
wow, the Kiss remake.
Yes, I hate that song. I hate it when Kiss did it. I hate it when the Struts do it. I just am never a fan of that song.
Wow.
And I don't know what made them decide to put it on here, but ugh.
Well, the reason they put it on there, because it's a great song.
No.
No. L.A. Gunn, not L.A. Gunn's, Girl also covered that song.
Really?
And the Struts version sounds a lot like the Girl version because the lead singers are British, so the accent comes through.
Yeah.
I'm really surprised you hate that song.
I've never been a fan of it from Kiss, and I just thought, why would you put this on an album? Why would you do that? Why make a remake of something like that?
Because it's a great song. We disagree. And my nomination for worst song in the album, Danny has already brought it up before. It's Burn It Down. And to me, it sounds like a old Stones song that was never a hit. You know, it's got that Stonesy feel. Just doesn't do anything for me. It's like,
Yeah.
Danny mentioned it too. So everybody out there, we agree on that one, so you can skip that song.
Yes. Listen to it once and then go, yeah, they were right.
Well, maybe if you love the Stones. And there, by the way, there's only 10 songs in this album, so.
Yeah, so not a lot to pick from, but anyway.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, so my top three. My number three, top three, was one that you've already mentioned, is another hit of showmanship. When I first was listening to it, I was like, I'm not into this one. This may be in my bottom three. But then I started listening to it more, and I was like, yeah, I really dig this song.
Well, you're so wrong on that one.
No way, man.
You know what? It's all right. I just think they're better. I like Do You Love Me better than that one, but yeah.
Oh,
we disagree. Yeah. All right. My number three, you've already mentioned as well, and it's the second single off the album, Stranger Days, which at first I didn't really dig it too much, but the more I heard it and the more I listened to the lyrics, I really started to like it a lot. And plus, I'm a huge fan of Robbie Williams' early work from like the late 90s to early 2000s. I'm a huge fan. So yeah. I thought it was kind of cool that he, you know, worked with the Struts on that. I know he lives in L.A. now because nobody knows who he is in L.A. or the United States. But this guy's a legit stadium act around the world, which is odd. He's on The Voice, I think, or Idol in England. Major star there, major star in Europe. He can walk around L.A. and nobody bothers him because they don't know who he is.
That's weird.
Isn't it weird? But I guess it's kind of nice. The guy lives with his actress wife, and he's got two kids, and people leave him alone.
He lives a normal life here.
Yeah, which is kind of cool.
Yeah.
Who wants to be chased around in the tabloids all the time? So that song grew on me, and it made my top three. So it's at number three for me.
All right.
I have a feeling our top two, we're going to agree. Let's find out.
We'll see. I mean, there's not a whole lot of songs left, but my number two is I Hate How Much I Want You.
Oh, I don't even want to. But I hate, yeah.
Which was a song they did with two of the guys from Def Leppard. So, you know, they had a little bit of help, but really cool song. Not much for the whole intro, the phone call intro thing, but, you know, I'll listen to it once and then, all right, that's enough of that. But great song, great hooks, great vocals.
One of the heavier songs in the album, too. Not the heaviest, but one of the heavier ones.
Yeah.
My number two is All Dressed Up With No Place To Go.
Headlights glowing like the sun, all wrapped up, nowhere to run. Uh-oh, silver, cream, and gold, all dressed up with nowhere to go. 'Cause I'm dressed up with nowhere to go.
Which, to me, should have been the lead single. Really good song. Hooks for Days. Good.
I like that song as well. It was a good song.
Good chorus. You know, it's one of those things you can see live and everybody's singing it. So that's my number two.
And then, so for my top song on the album is Can't Sleep.
But it's useless, I know. So never bother to call it. Can't sleep. Can't sleep. Can't sleep. With someone else in this bed. Can't sleep.
Which, I first heard that, and I'm like, that sounds just like that Jet song, Are You Gonna Be My Girl?
Yeah.
So check that, or listen to that with that in mind. But this is a little different take on it. It's really, really good song.
Yeah. It was one of those ones I was debating whether it should be in my top three or even bottom three. And I said, God, this sounds so familiar. And as soon as you said that, the Jet song, that's exactly what it's like.
Yeah.
Not bad, but not the best. The best one, the number one for me, you've already mentioned, is your number two. I Hate How Much I Love You, with a little help from Phil and Joe from Def Leppard. Good rocking tune.
Oh, yeah, great song.
Yeah, so we totally agree on that one, so I don't know what.
Yeah, and I would put an honorable mention for Wild Child as well. I like that song.
I was just going to bring that up, and you know who plays guitar on that? Tom Morello from Rage Against the Machine.
Yeah. Yeah, and you can tell it's got some kind of freaky guitar stuff going on that, you know, Tom Morello used a lot of effects, but he's still an amazing player.
Yeah, definitely between that one and the one with the Def Leppard guys, the heaviest songs in the album by far.
Yeah, yeah, but still, I really like this album. I will be listening to it more and more. This will be on my rotation.
Yeah, because better keep it there, because I've been sending you a lot of new stuff lately. A lot of new music is coming out.
Oh, yeah, you have sent me a lot, man.
And I haven't even delved into most of the stuff I've sent you. I was like, oh, I got to get the new AC/DC. We've listened to a couple times. I still haven't listened to the new Jeff Scott Soto. I haven't listened to the new Jesper Benzer from DAD. That one came out. What else is coming out? Just so much is coming out. It's going to get more and more because these guys are sitting around doing nothing. Might as well make an album.
That Jeff Scott Soto is really good. I mean, it's nothing you would not expect from him. If you're a fan of his, especially his solo stuff, it's not anything like Sons of Apollo or Soto. Soto's really hard. This is a lot more melodic. This is more like the Wet stuff he was doing. But
yeah, his solo albums seem to be kind of like that.
Yeah. So this is nothing different, but it's really good. So.
Okay, well, that's one of the ones I'll have to listen to. Oh, here's the big question. Out of the top three, bottom threes we've done, which one do you like better, Marvelous 3, Ready, Sex, Go, or The Stretch, Strange Days?
Oh, no question, Ready, Sex, Go.
Me too. It's not even close.
Such a great album. I mean, I picked The Struts just to put something recent and new. You know, I doubt a lot of people have heard much from it, but Ready, Sex, Go, I've lived with for almost 20 years now, so.
I figure the people who listen to this podcast are old farts like us, so we gotta push a little newer stuff out there just to.
That's right.
Yeah. Go,
and
go.
It, you know, some of the new stuff I can't stand, but The Struts and that other band you mentioned that Eddie Trunk really pushes.
Oh, Rival Sons.
They're
okay.
Two really good bands.
Yeah, there's a lot of good stuff. You have to just dig to find the new stuff out there. Also,
yeah, I like the Blackstone Cherry that's out now. Just
haven't even listened to it. The Eclipse has a live album that just came out.
Oh yeah, I listened to that on Friday, man. Such a good band. That guy can sing his ass off.
Yeah. I haven't even listened to it yet. It's like on my to-do list. But if you like DAD, I listened to the first three songs off Jesper's solo album, and that you're going to like it if you like DAD.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Yeah, I love DAD. I know they go on those cruises every once in a while. I'd really like that. That would be one band that would get me on one of those cruises.
Yeah, well, hopefully we have some. Hopefully they have those cruises again. Because I listen to these podcasts and all these people talk about how great these cruises are. I'm like, damn it, it's right up our alley.
Oh yeah, but as long as they're still like a melodic rock super spreader event, I'm gonna pass.
Yeah, yeah. Well, one of these days, that's on our bucket list. We'll go. Yep. We'll bring the wives and they can hang out together while we hit every show we humanly every possible. Show.
Once I get a vaccine, I'm all over it.
Yeah, if that happens.
Yeah.
Okay. On that note, go out and buy that Struts new album. Support good hard rock music because they're not doing that on radio.
Exactly.
All right. See ya.